Hello and welcome to part two of our Real Audio Reality Creating series. Understanding how and why you create your world is an important first step in becoming a master reality creator. How many times have you asked yourself, I need this or I need that, and countless months and sometimes even years go by and you never seem to get it? Probably more times than you care to admit. Well, you are not alone. Many of you have this problem. Your inability to change and alter your life to the way you want it is a matter of the incorrect application of consciousness's basic operating principles. For example, not knowing or believing that you create your world, believing that you are at the mercy of others for your successes and your failures, thinking that there is nothing you can do in a situation because you feel it is out of your control, continually living mentally in the past or the future. Any of these things will steal away your ability to create your world. The simple truth is that you direct your world every moment of every day. Nothing happens in your life that you did not have a hand in creating yourself. You create your world with your thoughts, every one of them. With your feelings, every one of them. Your desires, every one of them. Everything you say, and even in your body language. The trick is to realize that you are caught in a vicious circle of negative reality creating and start to look for a way off the merry-go-round. You jump off the destructive merry-go-round and onto the constructive one by examining your thoughts, feelings, desires, and even how you speak. Look for instances where you are creating negativity and discomfort. How often do you talk badly about your life or yourself? How often do you express negativity in some form to others during a conversation? How often do you sit and sulk about some situation that bothers you? How often are you reliving a past unpleasant incident? If you spend one day doing this self-examination, it won't take you too long to realize that the culprit in your unpleasant reality creating is yourself. It is at this moment of powerful realization that you begin to break the destructive cycle and begin to reform your life. Reforming your life means changing the way you think, speak, and how you approach achieving your goals. Try to see the pleasant side of life. And I know you have one in there someplace, and make that pleasant aspect of your life the spearhead for your life instead of the unpleasant. No matter how bad you may think your life is, it always has to contain some goodness. Bring that goodness to the forefront of your thought, sending those foreboding thoughts to the scrap pile forever. Try to set one or two small realistic goals and achievements for yourself. And when you do reach one of these, reward yourself in some way. When you reward yourself for a job well done, it sends a powerful message to your unconscious mind that you want more experiences like that one. When you engage in conversations, try to pick topics that are positive and talk about things that make you feel good about yourself. There is an old saying that goes, if you don't have anything good to say, then don't say it. Heed this ancient wisdom because it will keep you from creating undue havoc in your life and in the lives of others as well. Your negative conversations can infect other people and bring their own reality down just as easily as it can bring yours down. Live in the now. Stop your mind from wandering into what happened yesterday and even worse, what may happen tomorrow. There is only one moment that you can control, and that is the present. What was or will be is out of your reach, so forget about it. Just by starting to apply these few simple rules, you will see amazing things in your reality in as little as a week or two. On the average, the thoughts you are sending out now will create the reality you find yourself in 2 weeks from now. This delay in thought and manifestation is an important consideration with reality creating and the main reason why you don't see the apparent connection between your thoughts and your reality. How can you keep track of what you thought about 2 weeks ago and link that to your current situation? Well, you can't, which is all the more reason to clean up your reality creating act now and get rid of everything negative. If you do that, all you have left is the positive, fun side, and that is all you will ever create in your life. As you get better at reality creating, and I show you ways to increase your energy, you can change your life more quickly and in some cases instantly. What a powerful idea! Think about it. With a thought, you can determine the kind of day you are going to have. No more guesses as to how it is going. You will set the path. There are several chapters that you should read that go more deeply into what we talked about today and sets the stage for our next talk. The now point, manifestation, needs versus wants, positive thinking, and removing friction. Don't worry if you can't read them all, but don't forget about them either. This series builds on what we discussed in the previous series and on the reading material. So at the very least, try to read them through at least once before you go on to the next topic. Of course, you are not going to understand all the reading material when you first read it, but what you will understand is what you have to do and learn to become that master reality creator. Later, you can come back to the topics that interest you and focus on them and continue the process of your reality creating cleanup. Our next topic is control, bringing your life under your own control and some reality creating exercises to help you do that. So, till next time.